Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday's study of the Word. This Sunday's study text is entitled, The Babylonian Captivity Ends, and it is based on Ezra chapter 1, verses 1 through 8, verse 11, and chapter 2, verses 64 through 70. Sometimes situations require us to start over. So many times God can't get our attention until something is taken from us. This was the case with Israel and Judah. Because they wouldn't hear God, he allowed both kingdoms to be overthrown. Sometimes there is no coming back. The northern kingdom of Israel lost its identity, but the southern kingdom of Judah returned, rebuilt, and reestablished itself 70 years after beginning being exiled, according to the prophecies concerning it. Today's study recounts the beginning of that return. It seems that Cyrus, king of the Persian Empire, and conqueror of the Babylonian Empire, was very tolerant of religion and was inclined to allow the Jews within his kingdom to return to their homeland and rebuild the house of their God. He also encouraged others to give their financial support and resources to those who decided to return. In addition to that, returnees were given back all treasured and valuable items that the Babylonians had taken from the temple of the Lord. Yes, they were starting over. This first group of returning exiles numbered about 43,000 and included slaves and much livestock. Once they arrived, they settled into the former towns and places and began putting their lives back together. Most of them probably had not participated directly with the sin responsible for the captivity, but the effects of sin are rarely confined only to the person committed it. Those not targeted often receive sinful fallout. The sin not only affects us, but often those close to us as well as others. Sin we have been warned about and given space to repent and turn from. When we fail to heed God's warning, we suffer the consequences, and others often suffer as well who were not involved. But because God is merciful, some of us are given a chance to start over. This is what this study is about, starting over. It's good to have the chance to start over, but it's better not to need to. It's better to heed God's warning than to suffer the consequences of sin. Consequences of sin we may have a chance to start over from, and some we won't. Well, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday, and remember to fear God and keep His commandments.